Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph of Masechet Shabbos. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Amid Beis. We're going to begin a new perek, the 10th perek of Masechet Shabbos, but it's the same topic. We're still discussing the shear of different items for Hotza'ah. So once we've said that a person is Chayiv Chatos for Hotza'ah of something only if it's of a certain size, so the Mishnah is going to bring cases where even if it's a Kol Shehu, that you're going to be Chayiv. Hamatznia Lezera Uledugma, if a person puts something away in order to plant it or in order to show it to other people because he wants to sell a similar product, so he wants to use it as a sample, or lirefua, something that a person puts away to use for therapeutic purposes, vahotzio, and then he carries it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, b'Shabbos, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv for Karban Chatos, for the Malach of Hotza'ah, b'kol shehu, even if he just takes out a kol shehu, even though it's not the shear that other people would consider a davar chashuv, but since this person is using it for planting or is using it as a sample, or he's using it as a refuah, for him it's very chashuv. V'kaladam ein chayv alav el kishiyuro. But everybody else is only going to be chayv for it if they take out the proper shear of that item. So the Mishnah explains a case where even the matznia is going to be chayv only when it reaches a certain shear. If after he takes out lizriya, chazar, the matznia, the person who's putting it away, changes his mind and decides that he's not going to use it for what he originally intended, v'hichniso, and he brings it from the Rosh Hashanah back into the Rosh Hashanah, so the very item that he was just chayiv for carrying out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, because of a change of mindset, if he brings it back in from the Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, he could be potter. Ela kishiro, he's only going to be chayiv if it's the bashir that everybody's going to be chayiv for that item for. So it says, why does the Tana have to say hamatznia, that you're putting, you're hiding it away for planting or for a sample or for refua, that it's the shears b'kol shu lisni, hamotzi lezera l'dugma l'refua chayiv b'kol shu. Why not just say he carries it, even if he didn't put it away in hiding somewhere beforehand? Why would that matter, the fact that he hid it away in a drawer somewhere before he carried it out? So Amar Abaye says, certainly if he was machshavit and he carries it, he's chayiv even b'kol shu, even if he was not matznia. But hacha b'mayaskinan, what's the case where he's only going to be chayiv if he was matznia it first? Kegon shehitznio v'shachach l'mahitznio. That the guy hid it away somewhere for something, but he forgot for what purpose he did it. V'hashta, and now when he's carrying it, he's not thinking about that purpose, whether it's for planting or for a sample or for a fua. So kamap glestama, he's just carrying it out stam, and he doesn't remember what he had initially put it away for. Nevertheless, he's going to be chayiv based on the original das of being matznia it for one of these purposes. So ma'u detema, I might have thought bitule batal machshavaso, that his original machshava has gone away, and therefore he should not be chayiv. He should be like everybody else who's only going to be chayiv when it reaches a certain shear. Kamash milan kala osa al das rishon hu osa. That's why he has to tell me that anyone who does a ma'isa stam, where he doesn't think about a particular tzorech, he's doing it al das the original, his original ma'isa. So since he was matznia it with a particular das in mind, so that's the das that we carry forward to his act of hotza'ah. So now the Gemara explains the sheet of Rameir in the shear of hotza'ah for zriya. Even if you're just carrying out one wheat, one kernel of wheat for planting, because there is no shear hotza'ah when it comes to zriya, says Mar Pshita. Obviously, Rameir holds that way. Kol shehu tanan. After all, the Mishnah says kol shehu, and Rameir is the author of our Mishnah. So what's Shmuel adding by saying, oh, even a chita achas? What do you think kol shehu means? So no, mal detema kol shehu lafuki migrogeres. I might have thought kol shehu means even a much smaller shear than you otherwise would have thought, much smaller than a grogeres, which is the normal shear of food. Uliolamadi ika kazayis, but I would think at least you need it to be the size of a kazayis. So kamash milan. That's what Shmuel is telling me. Then no, when we say kol shehu, we mean literally a kol shehu. So now asks Rav Yitzchak on Abaye's explanation of our Mishnah that maskev Rav Yitzchak b'rei Rav Yehuda elameatav. The Mishnah is making the shear taloy on this guy's das, and what you're saying is correct, that since he's being motzi, we always go with what his initial das was, even though now he's doing it stam. It's as if he took out it's as if he's carrying the proper shear and he's going to be chayiv. So chishev lahotzi kol beso, hachinam kol mechayiv ad-mafik lekulei. Let's say he had a machshava to only carry out everything in his house all at one time. Is he only going to be chayiv if he carries everything out at one time? And if he forgot what his original intention was and he only carries out some of the items of his house, he's going to be pater? Because to him, it's only chashuv, or it was at one point only chashuv, if he carries everything out? Says Mar, no. Hasam batal daito etzel kaladam. No, when it comes to all the items of his house, his das, that's the only thing that's chashuv, doesn't get taken into account, because that das is a strange das that everyone else would consider a shir of hotza'a to be chashuv, any particular item in the house. It doesn't have to be everything in the house. So he doesn't really get to make that kind of determination. But when you're putting something away for refuah, so everybody who needed that refuah would view that as a davar chashuv. So we don't say, but l'daito etzel das kal adam. Then the Mishnah said, v'kal adam ein chayev nalavel kishiuro. Everybody else is only going to be chayev if they carry a proper shear of it, even though for this guy he's going to be chayv for carrying less of it because he's using it for a particular purpose. So Masnisin Deloka Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, our Mishnah that patters someone who carries out something that someone else was matzniya, when I don't need such a small amount of it, but he does, so I'm going to be patter, that's against Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Detanya, because the Bryce says Kalam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Kol she'inu kasha lahatzniya ve'ein matzniyin kamau v'huch shalazeh v'hitzniyo says that even if Reuven is the one that had a machshava to use a very tiny amount of something, and Shimon is the one that ultimately carries that very tiny amount, that's still considered a davar chashuv for Shimon, and he's going to be chayiv. So Amar Rava, the Gemara brings a halacha as far as the shir hotza'a based on the machshava of the guy carrying. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, hotzi kragogeris la'achila. A person carries out some food that could be planted, but he carries out a shir of a grogeris for the purpose of eating, and before he puts it down in the Rosh Hashanah, nimlach aleha lizria. He changes his mind that he wants to plant it instead. Inami, or another case, he takes out a shir of a grogeris lizria with the intention of planting it, and then v'nimlach aleha la'achila. Before he finishes his act of hotza'a, he decides he wants to eat it. In both of those cases, chayiv. He's chayiv karmen chatos. Says Gemara, pshita. That's obvious. Zil hacha ikashira, zil hacha ikashira. Whichever machshava you follow, whether the machshava of the zriya or the machshava of achila, either way, he has a proper shir. The shir of a grogeris is more than enough for a chayiv hotza'a for both achila and for zriya. So what's the chiddush? Says Gemara, ma'ad detem binin akira v'anacha b'chad machshava. Now, I might have thought that the akira and the hanacha, the entire mice of hotza, has to be with the same intention, even though they both have the same shir, but they don't have the same intention. So kamashmalan, that it doesn't have to be with the same intention; it just has to have the same shir. By Rava, so Rava asked the following shayla: hotzi chatsu grogeres lazria v'tavcha. Let's say you carried out a half of a grogeres for planting, and then before you put it down, it swelled to a shir of a grogeres. So that the person who carries it would be chayiv for achila. V'nimlach aleha la'achila. And then you change your mind and you decide you want to use it for achila. So mahu, what's the din? Im timtzalomar, if you want to say that this is different than Rav Nachman, because even though the akira and the anacha were not, Rav Nachman had said, even though the akira and the anacha were not with the same machshava, you're still going to be chayiv. Yeah, but hasam v'dim chayiv zil hacha yikashura v'zil hacha yikashura. Because whether you follow the machshava that he originally had, or the machshava that he ultimately had, by both of them he had the full shir hotza'a to be chayiv, because he was motzi grogeres, which is ra'ui for both machshavos, and that's why it doesn't make a difference that he changed his mind. But hacha kiven to be eaten the afka lo have a beshir achila. Over here, at the time that he started the act of hotza'a, he had in mind lizria, and it was enough of a shir lizria, but it was not yet enough of a shir la achila. So lo mechayiv, maybe even though by the time he puts it down and he has the shear, he has in mind the achila, and it has swelled to the shear of achila, but since when that act started, it didn't start with the shear of achila, I would think he's not chayiv. Odilma, kiven di luishtek v'lo chash v'lai mechayiv v'machshavet izriya, hashtanami mechayiv. Or do we say, no, look, if he wouldn't have changed his mind and he just would have left things be, that he's carrying a chatzi grogeris lizriya, and he just would have continued, then he'd for sure be chayiv for the hotza'a. So the fact that he now changed his mind to make it la'achila, but it's also now the shear of achila that shouldn't pater him, that shouldn't exempt him. There's nothing there to have patered him. Another suffix, vim tim tzalomer, and if you're going to say, kivin di lewishtik, v'lo chashav alei mechayev ha-machshav ha-dizriya, hashtanami mechayev, and if you're going to say that the answer to the previous question is that he's chayev, because after all, he could have just not, if, had he not changed his mind, he would have been chayev, hotzi kagrogeres la'achila, v'tzomka v'nim l'chalel l'zriya mahu. What if initially he took out a shear of grogeres, and he was planning on eating it, so it was the proper shear for achila, but by the time that he did the hanacha, it had shrunk to less than a grogeres, but by that time he wanted to use it for zriya anyway. So what's the halacha? Hacha vade ki yishtika machshava kamaisa lo mechayev. Had he retained his first machshava to use it for achila, he would not be chayev, because now it's less than a grogeres. Odilma pasar hashtazinu mechayev. Or do we say that since at each point in this hotza'ah, his machshava lined up with the shear that he had of the item, so he's going to be chayev? When he wanted to use it for achila, he had a grogeres. When he wanted to use it for zriya, he had more than a shear of zriya, even though it was less than a grogeres. So maybe you should be chayev. And if you say, you look at each point, as long as his machshava lines up with the shear that he has, he's going to be chayev. Hotzi kra grogeres la achila v'tzamka. Let's say he takes out a shear of a grogeres to eat, and then after the akira, it shrivels, the chazer of a tafcha, and then it swells again. So mahu, yesh dichui lin Shabbos, vein dichui lin Shabbos. Do we say that if something was nidche from a malacha, it's been taken out of the parsha of a malacha, that it can't come back and become a malacha again? So over here also, since it shrunk and it shriveled below the shear, so it was not the shear of hotzah at some point in the process, even though at the key points of the process, the akira and the hanacha, it did have the proper shear, so maybe we say that it's nidcha and it's not a violation of Melacha Shabbos, or do we say no, there's no such concept of dichui when it comes to Melacha Shabbos? Teiku, the Gemara does not resolve that question. Another suffix of Rava as far as the shear of Hotzah is concerned. Mahu. What if you throw a kazayas of truma into a tame house? What's the halacha? Lamai. What's your shayla? Ilin in Shabbos, if your shayla is about Hotzah and Shabbos and you threw it from Rosh Hashanah into the bayis, which is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and your shayla is whether you chayv on the zrika for hotza'a kragogaris be'inon. You need it to be a grogaris in order to be chayv for Hilchos Shabbos. So, of course, you can be pater if it's only kazayis. And ilin yin tuma, and if your suffix is about tuma, is this food now going to be tamei to be able to be tamei other things? Kabeitza ochlin be'inon. For food to become tamei enough to be metamei other things, it needs to be a sheer kabeitza. It's machlok zushonim, even to become tamei itself, it may need a sheer kabeitza. But certainly to be metame other things, it needs to be a shir kabeitza. So that certainly you don't have if it's only a kazayis. So what exactly was the shayla? It says Mar Liolam Linin Shabbos. The shayla was about Shabbos, and even though the shear for Shabbos is normally grogeres, ukugon di ikapachos mikabeitza ochlin v'haymashlima lebeitza. You have in the house less than a kabeitza of ochlin, and this kazayis is now mashlim. When you're maniach it, the shir kabeitza, so it now becomes tamei and is now able to be metame other things. So my mide mitzarif linyan tuma, from the fact that there's definitely a tziruf as far as tuma is concerned, and now it has the ability to be metame other things. Maybe we should say that it should be mitzarif as far as hotzah for Shabbos is concerned as well, because the isra of Shabbos and the isra of tuma should be linked together. Mechayiv nami linyan Shabbos, we should view it as if it had a shir grogeres to be chayiv hotzah on Shabbos. Al dilma, kol inyan Shabbos, kar grogeres bina. No, you weren't zorek or grogeres. And mela, you're not going to be chayiv for Shabbos. So Amalei, Rav Nachman, is poshet the suffix from the following braisa, tenisuha. Abishalom, shtei alechem lechem aponim, the shtei alechem and lechem aponim, shi uran, the shir to be chayiv for carrying them out on Shabbos from the Beis HaMikdash into Rosh Hashanah is kar grogeres. But if you consider less than a shir on Shabbos to be something chashav as far as another iser that comes along with it, meaning as long as it's a chash of enough shear to violate some other iser, so it becomes an iser of Hotzah Shabbos as well, then why would you need the shear to be a grogeres when you're carrying these things out? That since as far as the iser of being motzi something from the Mikdash, the shear is a kazayis, so maybe as far as Hotzah should also be a shear kazayis. Says Marahachi Hashta. Now you can't compare those those two shailas, the shaila of Tuma and Shabbos going along with each other, versus the shaila of the motzi from the Mikdash and Shabbos going along with each other, are not related. Hasam, by kachim that you're being motzi, mida'afke chutz l'chomas hazara, ifsale biyotze. And when you take it outside of the hazara, it already became a pasul for yotze, even though it was a psul yotze, even though it has not gone out into Rosh Hashanah. A Shabbos lo mechayiv ad demapikle l'Rosh Hashanah. But you're only going to be chayiv for Shabbos when you actually take it out into Rosh Hashanah. But hacha, Shabbos v'tum v'adi hadodi kasyan. But in this case, where you're zorek the food into the bias that's tameh, the Shabbos and the tumah violations happen simultaneously. So maybe when it's simultaneous, we would assume that it would be chal. We then said that if you brought something out that you had intended to use for refuah and it was less than a grogeres, right? So we said you're going to be chayiv, but then you decide you don't want to use it for refuah anymore. You want to use it for achila, and then you carry it back inside. Now you're going to be pater because it's less than the shear. So says Mar Pshita, isn't that a davar pashut? Since you didn't plant it or do whatever it is you originally planned on doing with it, you're mevatel your original machshava. So why does the Tana have to tell me that you're going to be pater now? Now you're like everybody else as a regular shear. Amar Abayi Hacha Mayaskinon Kigon Shizraka LaOtzar. The case in the Mishnah is that the guy didn't explicitly changed his mind before bringing it back in. He threw he threw it into the otzer of peros to be together with the rest of the peros, and he wasn't careful to put it aside separately. So that's how he's being mochiach that he's changing his mind. But it didn't really get fully mixed in with the other peros. Umakomo nikr, you can still see where it is. So since you could still see where it is, I might think he might have not yet changed his mind, and he plans on retrieving it for its original purpose. I might think, since you could identify where it is, we assume it's still achieving its original purpose. So that's why it has to tell me from the fact that he threw it into the otzer with his peros, even though the makom is nikar bein haperos, it must be that he was mevatel his original das. He changed his mind, and that's why he goes back to being just like a regular person. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Sadi Aleph Amid Beis.